I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a farmer from Dennisport about planting an herb garden.
Until this spring, I never had a formal herb patch. We have limited space, and I was focused on fruits and vegetables. But the other day, Peter Fossil from Swan River Farm convinced me it's time to start. He says herbs are some of the most satisfying and low-maintenance plants you can put in. I spoke to him at the farmer's market in Orleans.
The great thing about an herb garden is that it's absolutely carefree. Herbs have at least 1 foot in the wild. Most of them are wild. All herbs need a lot of sun. That's 6 hours of sun a day. That's really all they need. God takes care of the water, or Buddha, or whoever it is. And you just put them in the ground. You don't have to water. You don't have to fertilize. You don't even have to have them all in an herb garden.
Fossil recommends mixing herbs with flowers to create a beautiful, productive space. Most herbs are perennials, which means once they're established, they'll come back every year. But there are some, like cilantro and dill and basil, that you have to plant from seed each spring.
My favorite herb is basil. Basil's an annual, but with basil, I like Italian large leaf basil because I make a lot of pesto. And I'm lazy and I don't believe in work. So with Italian large leaf, you can pick very little basil and get plenty for pesto. And there's other basils, red Reuben and all kinds of other basils, little tiny leaves, which are nice, but not for making so much pesto.
Fossil also recommends planting thyme.
And thyme, there's two kinds I like. One is a creeping thyme that you can put in between the bricks in your sidewalk and walk on it. And it's very hardy. You can walk on it and the fragrance will come up and make you happy. Or there's regular thyme. There's a bunch of regular thyme that you can add to anything with fish or chicken or scrambled eggs, whatever.
And what about the mint family?
Oh, be careful of mint because it's so invasive. If you plant mint, make sure you put it in a pot underneath the ground so the roots don't take over your land, and pretty soon you'll have to get zoning permits and napalm and everything. So be careful of mint. But I grow lemon balm, which is a kind of mint, for tea, and they make great additions to tea.
And most herbs I've heard like to be picked. Is that true?
Yes, they do. The more you pick, the more you get, in effect. And you can't pick too. There's some you can pick too much of, like rosemary is a little finicky up north, and you can kind of pick too much, but not really.
Rosemary's native habitat is the Mediterranean, so it likes a warm, dry climate. Most common culinary herbs are actually also from that region and are in the same family. The name is Lamiaceae, and in addition to rosemary, it includes mint, basil, marjoram, oregano, hyssop, thyme, lavender, and sage. Sage is another of Fossil's favorites.
Oh, there's lots of different kinds of sage. There's the common sage, which I sell, but then there's pineapple sage. There's all different sorts. The thing about sage is it's wonderful smelling, but there's not a lot you can cook with it. I use it on duck and chickens and turkey and ham and lamb especially. I love sage with, but it's a strong herb, so you have to be careful of it.
I love cooking with sage. I put it in butternut squash soups and mince it up to heat with refried beans. Fossil says he puts herbs in almost everything.
Most of us have forgotten how to cook with herbs, and that's very too bad because, we'll put peas in a pot and a little water and salt and butter, and that's it. But if you add a little thyme or a little mint to your peas, it just takes it over the top. And that's true with almost all dishes. They used to use herbs all the time, and there's no secret to it. You just, if it smells good, add it to whatever you want.
For our garden, I put in sage, thyme, chives, oregano, and mint, contained in a pot, as Peter Fossil recommends. You can learn about planning your own herb garden and get a recipe for a spanakopita-style herb pie on our website at capeanislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
There is more online about herb varieties. That's capeandislands.org, where you can also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.